This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's do the Disneyland tickets right now. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is Disneyland. D-I-S-N-E-Y-L-A-N-D, all one word. Take the word Disneyland. Text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. With four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Disneyland. Disneyland.
Wait, what?
It's Disneyland.
Disneyland. The whole word.
The whole word. Disneyland.
Disneyland.
D-I-S-N-E-Y-L-A-N-D, all one word.
Disney won't work.
Disney won't work.
You confused me.
I didn't mean to. Okay. Disneyland is the code word.
Disneyland.
Yeah. Did you say we had some texts?
I got a couple texts, yeah. Here's a great one. I have a subject just off of it as well.
Okay.
Good morning, friends, says 650. Try coming out at 50 and relearning how different the gay dating and sex world is from hetero life here in San Francisco.
Oh.
Head is spinning, but trying to enjoy it. It's an entirely different world, including sex and jealousy and catching feelings.
Oh.
650, have you tried? Let me see if I can find it. I saw this new app that
The gay community is using.
I think it's strictly men, though. So,
all right. Do we know if this person is... Well, if they're saying... gay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a man.
Yeah, it could be a man. Be
have
a woman,
you tried the gay app called Sniffies?
Oh, Sniffies.
Sniffies. I'm not kidding. Like, that's real.
Is it like what it sounds like? People who like to smell certain things?
No, well, I don't know why they've called it that, but I did look it up the other day, and it's to sort of understand the story if it ever came up. And it appears to be another, it's like next level Tinder.
Oh.
It's situation, like it's
location-based.
Hookup location-based, and it's, I think it's about doing it in public or in,
oh,
I think.
Like
I could
danger sex.
Danger, well, I mean, I don't, that could certainly be unprotected, which I don't know that that's the case, but Sniffies is a map-based cruising app for the curious. It emphasizes cruising as an immersive, interactive experience. Oh, fudge. I got to click on it. Hold on. Sniffies.
You're going to start getting mail from Sniffies.
And by the way, they also, not only do they say you can use this app anonymously, but it's for the curious. So I think it's in part about someone who may think they want to try something.
I kind of want to try that without really committing to
coming out. I don't want my whole family to know.
Right.
And I
don't need to blow my life up just to find out. I might do it and be like, nah, not for me.
It seems to be.
But I might love it.
The hot new app. Mm. I could be wrong. So I don't know.
Sniffies.
Mm.
Sniff, S-N-I-F-F-I-E-S.
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you on behalf of our brothers, sisters, and et cetera in the LGBTQ2XYZ LMNOP.
I always
community.
Felt like
all of y'all,
guys, like this guy saying, try coming out at 50. I always felt like guys seem to have a very at least sexually speaking, they seem to be very healthy about it. Like, I want to. Do you? Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
And there isn't that. Well, I don't feel like, you know, I got. All right.
Well, by and large, I would agree with you. And then, you know, you have to take everybody's individual mental setup into every damn thing we do. That's just how
it
is.
Well, I think if anything, like as great as that sounds to me, the whole, you know, my guy turning around and doing another guy right after he's done me would be a problem.
You're already feeling jealous, yeah. Are we together or not? I'm willing to do that with you.
I kind of
And then we
like
watch football
you.
Together. Like,
can we see where this is going?
You're such a monogamist.
I enjoyed myself and I don't, and I thought you did too.
Yeah, it was a great experience. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that would be, I would have trouble with that.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, sniffies everywhere.
You're a one man at a time kind of guy.
Here's a 510 woman here.
Hey, woman.
With someone 20 years my senior and I have recently had to give up asking and trying to have sex. His sex drive is super low due to meds and illness.
Oh, fudge.
This thing just moved. It really sucks. I love him, but I feel so unattractive and sad constantly being turned down.
That is the thing, too. Just like to not feel desired.
Oh, 650 also says, thank you. Oh, this is the same guy, I think.
Oh.
Yes, male here. Sniffies is pretty gross and shady, actually.
Oh.
Yes, I've gone on there, but not proud of it.
Well.
Sniffies isn't new, but it's primarily, this is another one, for quick hookups. Not somewhere to find a date or a relationship. It's wild on there.
Oh.
Mike in Ventura via Odyssey.
Hey.
Odyssey.
I still live in Ventura. I worked in Ventura at a place called The Bus. Thank you. Thanks so much.
What kind of music did you guys play?
Oldies.
Oh.
Actually, sort of oldies, like adult contemporary, but kind of an oldies lean. Mm. The Bus.
The Bus. Were you cruising on The Bus?
I was.
Cruising through 30 minutes of nonstop music?
I think I did nights. I did like 7 to midnight or something. I don't remember their slogans. Mm. Hop on the bus, maybe.
This break has been so close to the Secret Show material. Another one. This is when I wish you guys still did the Secret Show.
Yeah, I wish we did too. Well, the nice thing about the Secret Show was, there were some things I liked and some things I didn't like so much, but I did like being able to talk without having to worry about it. I love being able to swear, and I love, you know, being able to ask questions and then like take a second and give a considered answer. And, you know, it got
out of hand.
It got a little guttery.
Well, we get some staffing issue figured out. Maybe we'll.
Yeah, maybe. Do them once in a while. Do some live secret shows. That'd be fun. It is fun. If you subscribe to us, keep it there because we may throw stuff up there, you know?
Right. Okay. Sorry. Trash me.
Okay. Today is Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. So if you're annoyed by that question,
you look right at me when you said
that. Because you looked like you wanted to slap me earlier.
No.
But I asked you the question that you said I could ask. Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. Benny, anybody? I'm offering it up. Come and slap me, your annoying coworker.
Good one.
I can't believe that this is a day because A, it's super stupid. And also B, HR.
Yeah, I did my HR training, Sarah.
There is no slapping.
It's for sure I'm not allowed to walk over and slap you.
Yeah.
I'm only on hour 15. I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
It is unbelievable.
I can't tell you. It's worth being your own company just to not have to.
Oh, my
Good
gosh.
God. Thank God. Those used to be annoying back in the day. And now it's like, welcome to corporate America, everybody. Sit down, take this test. There is no fast forwarding. And it's got eyeball tracking. It can tell if you're looking at the screen or not. I'm kidding about that, but that's coming. Believe it. 8 days to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many good stories saved for next week. All kinds of Halloween-y type stuff. It's going to be fun. It'll be a good week. And we've all got our costumes ready, yeah?
What day are we wearing?
Thursday.
On the day of.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they're doing a costume contest here, too.
On that day.
No. They're doing it on the 29th for some reason.
Oh.
At noon. You won't.
Okay. Yeah, why do they have to do that? That seems like do it on the Thursday. Yeah,
but they're doing sugar cookies, too.
Oh, well, what time are those getting there?
Yeah,
maybe I hang around for that.
Jeez.
I
mean,
sugar bring them out earlier for the morning.
You're not going to hang around.
I might. Hey, we were just talking about Disney a second ago. I wanted to mention that Jane, our Jane, it's Jane. She put up a bunch of pictures of her with all the Disneyland celebrities. It's on the Alice 973 story. So it's, you know, there she is and here's Mickey, here's Minnie, here's Santa.
She's so pretty in all those pictures, too.
I know. Yeah. She's like so photogenic.
Yeah.
I love Janie.
Jane is smoking hot.
Yeah. It's Jane. You had a nice long conversation with her in that studio yesterday. I was looking in here. You guys were animatedly gesticulating with your hands and.
Oh, I don't know. We're just hanging out. I've known Jane, you know, as long as I've known you, but yeah.
Yeah, she came to work at Alice when you were my producer in the old days.
A couple years in, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's just great. I've always enjoyed her, and it's nice to be back working with her.
Yeah. It's great. I like it. We're putting it all back together, you guys. It's happening. All right. So we're going to start with, you know, you had told me this a few weeks ago, something called Reverb, which is a place to buy and sell musical equipment, mm-hmm. new and used, I guess.
Are they doing ads?
No.
Oh.
However, you said, oh, see if John, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, you know, all the things I'm always packing up on the thing. I use it. I sell stuff.
Of course.
On there.
It seems like musical gear is like just below cocaine on the addiction scale.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how you find yourself going, I need that. I got to have it. And then you get it and you go, nothing's changed for me. Nothing.
Right.
This isn't, I got to sell this now.
And that's, I think that's part of, John is this guy who's always like rethinking everything that he's got going. You know, we have a home studio but he was like, his thing with Reverb is if you want to sell something to another musician, I think it even suggests what price the thing might be going for, depending on the condition that it's in. And he always goes for the top price and he always gets it. He's like, once in a while, I'll take $50 off of something. It's like, but it, you know, he just sold some 10-year-old component in the thing that he paid $500 for and he got $450 for it or something. It just,
it really
great.
Comes down to, I think, do you need the money? Because if you don't need the money, when that person sends you for the $400 item, I'll give you $25. You can just go decline.
Right.
And you can do that for a year if you need to, because you don't need.
It's up there. It's posted.
I don't need the dough, dude.
They must take a chunk. I didn't really get into the nitty gritty. But so check this out. So the only reason I know about this site, it's, you know, if you're a musician, maybe you're already completely hip to it. And it's, you know, where you get all your stuff. The Beatles Abbey Road recording console is getting sold on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, I think, on the 29th it goes up. It's an EMI. TG-12345 recording console. I'm looking at a picture of it here. It looks ancient, but it's a piece of history. The Beatles used this console to make the album Abbey Road back in 1969. They say it's been restored, which don't do that, right? Nobody's good. It's ancient technology. It really is. It looks incredibly old. Like nowadays, everything that's on that board is cleaner and quicker and it's all on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So restoring it doesn't seem, maybe they just mean they like cleaned it. But anyway, one of a kind. And it was specially made for EMI Studios in 1968.
What's it selling for?
Let's see if they've got a listing price here. I feel like they might be opening that up for bids.
Oh.
Because I'm not seeing it a specific price.
The first time I'd seen this happen, this kind of thing that I'm about to mention, it was actually at Bananas at Large, our friend's music store in Marin, in San Rafael.
Yep.
Alan, hi.
Hey.
And he is good friends with Satriani, and he's good friends with Neil Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And he will sell a bunch of their gear for them. Like, you can come in and get the Neil Sean
amps. The amp he used, practice amp from his.
And now Reverb does that, where they'll put up. It could be anyone in particular, a musician or Green Day maybe, and they'll come on and say, we're selling 15 guitars, 5 amps, you know, and it's all from the Green Day page, you know.
Right.
So people can get the stuff
they love. Oh, you can have your own little kind of page on there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually a video on here. Maybe I'll put this up for our, you know, people who listen who are musicians or in music production, I guess. Because they've got a video of this thing in place at Abbey Road. And it's just, here's the thing. I don't think they've announced a price yet. They're saying it's going to go on sale on reverb.com October 29th. And there's a place to click to be notified when it goes live. Yes.
So I did some searches and I found the EMI Abbey Road board from last year. It looks like it was sold last year for $2.75 million.
Whoa.
So if it's the same board, you're looking
at. Did you hear that? The whole long thing of it? I mean, yeah, I don't know if this is.
I mean, this must
be a private sale. Somebody's trying to make some money. So you're saying 2.7 mil is
what at least an EMI Abbey Road historic Beatles console sold for last year in November.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Big part of music history.
You going to bid on it, Sarah?
No, I'm not going to bid on it. Please. If I had 2.7 million just hanging around my house, I'd buy another house. Houses, come on, that's where it's at. Anyway, I'm gonna put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. man, I'm not getting anything. The Menendez brothers' fate is going to be decided by the end of the week. LA DA George Gascon has told CNN that, I guess a few weeks ago, he gave a press conference saying he was reviewing this newish evidence regarding sexual abuse that the brothers allegedly suffered. And they are saying now they're going to decide this in the next couple of days. And he's talking about there's two different camps in my office. One group is arguing for, no, let's forget that. These two murdered their parents and they stay in jail the rest of their life. And the other camp in his office is really strongly arguing for this to be revisited.
Mm.
And he says, I plan to have a decision by the end of this week. So there you go. Just keeping you up to date on that. And another thing I put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, if you are into Yellowstone, there are new episodes coming up and I found a trailer for it. So I threw them up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I know that there are some fans out there and this is minus Kevin Costner, correct? Or did he do these?
Yeah, I think he's gone on to that great movie franchise.
Horizons.
That. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's busy with that.
Oh, that was bad.
So bad.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
You
really do go to a lot of movies, huh?
Well, no, I watched it. I was... watched it on demand.
Oh, like a streaming thing?
Yeah, and I just thought, how bad could it be?
And it's bad.
It's real bad.
Really bad?
Like, it doesn't go anywhere. It's just...
Well, it's part one of a five-part series. I mean, they can't get to the destination at the end of the first one.
I'll be honest, it wasn't bad enough that I might try the second one.
Oh.
I don't know, though. It was pretty bad.
I don't know if he's going to be able to get to the second one. Didn't he put in 40 mil of his own money in order to help raise the 100 million needed? And then the thing made like $5 million at the box office.
Mm.
I mean, hold on. I'm going to look really quick and see if I can find how much that movie made. Let's see. Horizons, right?
Yeah. But you watch Yellowstone?
I don't watch it. Do you watch it?
No.
You like it?
No.
An American Saga. Oh, hold on. There's a few of these here.
I thought he shot the first two at once.
Yeah. Horizon and American Saga. I only can find chapter two. That seems... Okay, never mind. I'll do this on my own time. Enough of your Jesus, you know? All right, what's coming up in the news?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Am I still on?
Yeah.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. They're going fast. Go to RadioAlice.com. Check that out. Also, all this week coming up at 8.05 and 9.05, we have keywords that can win you a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's. Enjoy Fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's.
Woo woo.
We ate there the other day.
Well,
I mean, they brought us the food. And it was delish.
It was. It's the quickest way to a DJ's heart. Food. Thank you, Jax.
Yeah, way to figure it out, Jax. Mm. That is the way.
Yum. Yum, 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 yum.
You feed the animals and suddenly...
We love you. We love you. Jax, you are delicious.
Warm and mostly sunny today. Pushing 80, depending on where you're at.
Nice and warm.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you want that. I also saw something about rain in the forecast.
Ah.
So, and that is the time of year we're headed for.
Yep, that's true.
So I will bring you more info as that starts to shape up.
It was freezing this morning when I got up.
Yeah.
Like in the 40s,
which is
not freezing. I get it. But it was like super cold.
It's nice to have that, the flip. Like some mornings when you walk out and you go,
I don't even need a jacket.
Feel it.
Right.
Like it's just, and I think that's a good thing, but that also makes you realize it's going to be 105 today.
Right. If it's 75 right now, it's going to be so hot later.
I'm toast. Okay. This is one of those interesting stories I think is worth doing. I know that plenty of people will say, screw PC. I don't want anyone telling me what I can and can't do. I have a tendency to feel like, especially as a public figure, I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, right. I get it. You want to stand up for your ability to dress as a woman for Halloween. And, you know, people have been women on Halloween. Men have dressed like women on Halloween forever. Well, right. I don't know. Are women now going, oh, I'm a costume, huh?
Hmm.
I don't know. Are they?
I'm not doing that.
You're not.
But because I feel that Halloween is a time to dress up as something that you either want to be or you think will be funny. Or that you know, it's just an opportunity to be something else.
Like I also think plenty of people go, I'll just put on some of my wife's crap and I'm a girl. Like,
right.
I didn't think about this once.
There's no
now,
ulterior
all of a sudden,
motive.
I'm just trying to go as something and she hates this blouse. So I'm going to, you know, she's going to let me
ruin
it.
And I'll wear this bra, put some oranges in there right. And I'm all set. Great.
But anyway, so I think it can be a default or just a go-to.
So...
Here's what they're saying.
Yes, tell me what the problem is. Maybe I'll agree.
Are you planning a Halloween costume that might be seen as offensive or politically incorrect?
Probably.
And seriously, some of you know you are.
Mm.
And so I don't know if you're just instigating or maybe you don't see it, but I think you do see it.
Some people are always trying to make a statement.
But you also see your right to do what you want. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
Take what comes. Again, if you're not a public figure... You don't get no trouble.
Yeah,
or maybe you get trouble, but you're not.
Maybe your aunt's mad at you or something.
You're not pulled into HR right. And they're going, what are you doing?
Right.
I don't know. Participating in a Halloween tradition of dressing up? No.
As something I'm not. You get that I'm not this, right?
Someone polled 1,000 Americans and asked if various things are still acceptable in 2024.
Let's hear it.
This is just the poll.
Okay.
Can a woman dress as a man?
Yes.
69% said, yes, that is still okay. Can a man dress as a woman?
Yes.
65% said, yeah, that's okay. Can a non-Native American dress as a Native American?
I'm going to say no, but I do feel that is, I don't think that people are necessarily trying to be disrespectful, but you know, you hear about cultural appropriation all the time. So I think that, you know, if it clearly bothers someone, I would say, nah, it's not okay to dress like that anymore.
Can a non...
Like, for the same reason I would never put blackface on.
Right. Well, that's, I think...
It's bumming someone out.
I think some people would draw a direct line to the two outfits and say, that's the same damn thing.
Right.
So, but can a non-Native American dress as a Native American? 52% still think that's okay.
Mm. Well, it's a big country.
Again, this was a poll of 1,000 Americans asking about costumes for Halloween and whether or not you'll find trouble.
Well, there's a lot of disrespectful things that go with like the Native American thing in particular. First of all, someone who is going to do that is obviously oblivious and is going to be just, you know, doing the thing. Remember playing cowboys and Indians when we were kids? Like, there was a way that you act. Yes, exactly what I was thinking of. That's, don't do it, Vinny.
Well, I'm just saying that's absolutely what you're talking about.
And there's a lot of stuff like that that, I mean, honestly, why are you doing this? Why are you just trying to piss people off? Like, if you're just a huge, look, if you're an archaeologist, and you look into ancient civilizations and you're talking about, you want to dress as indigenous people, and you're going to be completely respectful about it and authentic, then okay, maybe you've got an argument. But most people are just like out to have some fun, and somebody who's Native American goes, oh my effing God, you have to be kidding me. Is this what I'm out here trying to have a nice Halloween and this is what I'm saying?
Can a child dress up in a cultural costume if they're not part of that culture? Again, so imagine a kid dressed as an Indian.
I think that's a blurry line, because this is a holiday for kids in, you know, originally, right? If a kid really loved, I mean, we keep saying Native Americans too, so I don't, or indigenous people. I mean, that could be anything. What if you wanted to dress as a matador? You're an American kid, you know, not a Spanish person, and you want to dress as some kind of iconic Spanish thing, or as an Eskimo. 62%
of Americans say, yeah, a kid can dress in a cultural costume if they're not part of that culture. Yeah. 62%.
I mean, again, I'm going to dress as a witch. Am I offending witches now?
Yes.
I don't feel like I want any trouble, so I just go left on all of the things you're talking about here. Right. But I also don't feel like it's offensive. I don't think any offense is meant. It's about what you intend.
Right.
And my intention is, it's Halloween. That's in my head.
Right.
I understand that others would go, you son of a biscuit.
Well,
it doesn't matter what you think you're doing. I'm telling you what you're doing. You know what? So I get both sides.
What I really mostly enjoy about conversations like this is, you know, the people who are outraged on the behalf of,
mm-hmm.
on behalf of indigenous people everywhere. I am outraged that you're wearing that, and I'm going to pull your headdress off of your head. And
I'm a white guy named Phil, but I'm damn pissed off about it.
And then you're like, well, I'm half, you know, whatever. And you've just destroyed
an ancient
headdress from my family's lineage. So
can your costume include a realistic looking gun or other weapon?
And not these days.
Only 34% said yes.
I don't want to see that. That's scary. People do have guns, and I don't want to see them.
The main reason I did this story and led with it is because it's a time to consider.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to change your plans. You do what you want, but know that you may very well stir some controversy.
Right. You may very well be looking to stir some controversy.
Exactly.
There are a lot of people who are. They want to go viral, and they don't care if it's for bad news or good news.
A woman in upstate New York found
beautiful
a new kidney at a bar.
I assume the new kidney was in someone, and she met them and just figured it out.
Listen to this story.
Okay,
it's really cool. Kate Marsh had been on dialysis for years when she walked into a place called Tavern on the Mall to grab some takeout food.
Oh.
The owner, I guess, had gotten to talking to her. The owner asked everyone at the bar, what's your blood type? And a local teacher said, and turned out to be a match.
Oh. So you start with the blood type, and then there's other factors probably?
Mm-hmm. The surgery happened in May, and they've both made a full recovery. Their town is Forestville, New York. There's only 500 people there. And these two had never met, but now are connected through. Mm-hmm.
Are you under? Now listen, this happens to you in a bar, and you just, you know, you happen to know your blood type, and you yell it out when the bartender asks, and now there's a desperate lady looking at you with trembling, a wobbling lower lip, and eyes lined with tears. Will you go in and see if we're a perfect match? Are you like morally obligated? Is there a way you can go, yeah, I'm not going to give up a kidney?
Yeah, I think you absolutely.
But everyone's looking at you, and this poor lady, look at her. She's so sad.
I also think there's a lot of really good people in this world, and
yes,
it gets lost in all of the online nonsense that we see daily.
Because
you forget that there are a lot of people out there who would do anything for you. You know, they'll give you the shirt off their back.
Yep.
A lot of people will do that for you.
Give you the kidney out of your gut.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
But?
You can live with one kidney.
Yeah, you can.
And it's interesting because I'm sure there are places where you can go sign up to be a person who will donate a kidney.
See, now that's different.
Mm.
I think this is the problem I would have with it, is that it came walking up to you and kissed you full on the mouth and you kissed back by yelling out, I'm AB. Now you got to continue that process. Mm. I would feel like, son of a, me and my drunk mouth.
That's what I was thinking.
Another hard lesson I just learned.
Yeah, because when you're drinking, you're like, yeah, I'll do that. Sure. Yeah.
Well, but now you are there. Now you, someone with eyes looking right at you
is hopeful
that you could save their life and get them off. And so now you have to walk through, like, and I don't know, maybe this donor was like, please don't match. Please don't match. Please don't match. Oh, it's a match. Great news.
I can change this person's life though now. Maybe you get down the road a little ways and you just go, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'm on the bone marrow transplant. Like, I'm in the system. And I think it was about a year and a half ago. And I'd been on it for years. And a year and a half ago, I got a notice that I might be a match for somebody. And yeah, for a minute, I'm like, oh,
how'd you get on that list? Did you do it for someone?
You know, I used to do a lot of charity work for leukemia and lymphoma with human training. So it was, you know, we all signed up for that. But yeah, you get the notice and then you're like, oh, I might actually have to do this now.
And so you weren't a match?
No, it ended up, yeah, we went down. There's several different things I got to check for.
But that's
match.
A pretty mondo operation to get that to get the marrow. It's not easy.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh, kidney's pretty gnarly too.
Oh, absolutely. They'd cut you open like all the way.
Anyway, I do think that once you've started that, I'm not sleeping at night. And I'm mad at myself for having walked away from helping someone.
Right.
I may have.
Or if you agree to it, now you cannot sleep at night because you're like, oh my God, I've helped this person.
Well,
what
have
I done? It's like such a hard question.
Yeah.
You wake up in a bathtub filled with ice and there's a note that says, call 911.
Our cell phones are expensive.
Yes, they are. Every
and
part of it,
important.
Just to buy them and to have them, and the monthly bill is crazy.
And they're important.
They
There's
are?
A lot of stuff on there.
Oh my God. Our whole lives are on there.
Our banking, all the things.
Banking, maps, communicating with everyone we know. I know no one's phone number anymore. I mean, they're everything.
Most of this stuff ends up on the cloud, but still, especially if you're out somewhere and your phone is lost, now you're like, I got to get that thing. I need that.
I didn't bring a wallet. That's how I pay for everything.
I don't know how to get out of here.
Right.
What's the craziest thing you've done to rescue your phone?
Oh.
Maybe you've reached in a toilet. Maybe you've sorted through trash in a dumpster.
Oh.
A 20-something woman in Australia. Oh, boy. Can you do that?
What?
Australia. Say Australian.
Australian.
Was rock climbing earlier this month when she dropped her phone and it slipped down a crevasse between the boulders in
Australia.
She figured she might be able to squeeze herself down into the crevasse to retrieve her phone. But apparently she didn't consider an escape plan. She got all the way inside the crevasse in
Australia
to the point where you could only see her feet between the rocks. For a second there, I was like, oh man, this is a total washing or dryer under the bed situation. She's caught with her
feet
ass
only,
in the air.
Feet only. Yeah.
Feet only.
Oh my God. There's a lady stuck in a crevasse. Oh no, her pants have torn. Oh boy. It's really something for everyone on those porn sites, isn't there?
Yep. Anyway, she got all the way inside, reaching down this crevasse to get her phone to the point where you could only see her feet when she became stuck upside down.
Is this like a 127-hour situation?
She should have cut her waist off.
She has to cut herself off. Oh.
She didn't have her phone to call for help.
So she didn't reach the phone. I thought you were going to say she called from upside down. Is she alone?
No, or, luckily she was not. Oh, that's God, why she's Jesus. Not. It's not a 127-hour situation.
Oh.
If you don't know that reference, it's a guy who had to
his arm was
remove
trapped
his arm and in order arm to off. Save himself.
Was that James Franco?
Yeah, it was. Oh. And who could do that? Mm. Not everybody.
Well, you get 5 days in. It, like,
maybe.
Your survival instinct is like, I'm going to have to cut my arm off. I'm going to have to do it.
Anyway.
It'd be a tough one.
They say here, fortunately, she was not trekking out there alone, and her friends were able to figure out where she was and make the emergency phone call.
Oh.
The crews got there, and it was not an easy fix. They had to have several boulders moved just to get access to her, including one that was over 1,000 pounds. So all of this because she was like, I'm
almost there.
And only caught by her toes.
Oh my God. Okay, so
that's awesome.
I just have so many questions. I'm going to let you keep going because maybe you're going to answer them.
They say, again, it was not an easy fix. They had several boulders to move, including one that was 1,000 pounds. Even then, the workers navigated her feet first through a tight S-bend, which took an hour. The woman was calm and collected and was able to do what the rescuers asked. And after 7 hours, stuck upside down in the rocks, she was free!
7 hours.
Ooh.
Saved!
Good day, mate.
Fair dinkum. Do you think that...
Wait, what'd you just say?
It's some Australian thing. I don't even know what it means.
Fair dinkum?
Yes. It means like, you know, everything's okay.
Fair dinkum.
I believe. Yeah. It was, you know, my question is, A, if you drop your phone into a crevasse, a rocky crevasse, aren't you just like pretty sure that the screen smashed? Like, did she know that the thing was still viable?
I don't have all the details. I don't know if it was reachable. And then, you know, when you touch something and it goes one more foot down.
Yes.
I don't know if it was like that. And she just got, you know, lured deeper and deeper until
kept
finally.
Escaping from her.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know that. I wouldn't have even tried.
Did they? So they didn't. They got her out, but now they've moved all these boulders. They just reached right in and grabbed the phone, right?
After all of this, by the way, they took her to the hospital. She's okay.
Yeah.
She got some cuts and bruises, yeah. But no, they did not recover the phone.
Oh, no. Well, that's too bad.
It slid through the crevices of the rocks and was never found, even after they moved those giant boulders to free her. So this story.
That is a long way to go for your phone.
Again, out of?
Australia. Fair dinkum.
You know it?
Fair dinkum, by the way, means to seek or confirmation of genuineness of truth or something. For example, Eric and his assistant are fair dinkum magicians. Mm. I don't
really understand it.
I don't either. Mm.
All I know is it's fair dinkum and it flew out of my mouth and I just don't even know where I picked it up. Mate.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. 925 says, at Outside Lands, I saw a girl standing outside a porta potty with the door open, peering inside the stinky hole.
Oh, no.
Her phone had fallen in.
Oh, no.
I told her, girl, it's not worth it. Buy a new one.
That was the right answer. It's really hard, though. You're just weighing like, I mean, I could just plunge my hand in there. But then you've got this phone that's covered in that.
I left my phone in the car this morning. And I'm sitting here going, can I make it on a break? Should I make a run for it? I'm like, it's I don't need it. I don't need to have it. But it is.
Well, except that now it's in your phone. Like, I mean, now it's in your car. Yes, you are obsessed with it. We look at it constantly. I'm glad you told me because I text you sometimes during the show.
415 says, can a radio host go as the head of the USS Enterprise for Halloween, even if he's never flown a spaceship?
Oh, that's a good question. Good question. Yeah. Are you going? Please go as Jean-Luc.
707 says, Vinny, is it culturally appropriate to dress as a starship captain?
Oh, I knew this was going to happen.
99% of people voted
just
yes.
Like Jean-Luc. You know, I noticed that Vinny's been growing a mustache, and he does this sometimes when he's got a specific... He has like a stripper cop outfit that he wears sometimes. Weren't you Magnum P.I. one year, too?
I was, yeah.
He'll grow a mustache
for Uzi. Uzi loved the mustache thing, and I thought, oh...
So what you're doing now is not... You're not going to go as...
It's not... part of my Halloween thing at all. No.
Do you know what you're coming as?
Well, I can certainly go as Jean-Luc Picard because I have that somewhere.
So you're saying you're undecided.
No, I'm saying that as a family, we're going as. Who's the girl in the Three Little Bears?
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks and the Three Little Bears. That's what we're going as. As a family.
Are you Goldilocks?
No.
Oh,
no.
No,
that would be inappropriate. PC.
Oh, you're Papa Bear.
I have to be Papa Bear, yeah.
And then Baby Bear is Edie. So Goldilocks
is Isla.
Is Isla. That's absolutely adorable. I cannot wait to see those pictures. Please remind me so that I actually open Instagram and look at them.
Nah, that's okay. You don't need to see
them. I want to. I like it.
Speaking of appropriation, did Sarah ever get her Squid Game costume?
I never got it. Never showed up.
That's
what's wrong with that? That's just a game. That's just how they dress. I wasn't going to look Korean or anything.
Well, we don't know what you're up to.
That's why I'm trying to tell you.
Oh.
I was like, because I have actually when I did it at the time, I had a really short haircut and gray hair. And I was like, I'm going to be 001. The old guy. Yeah. Isn't that his name? 001?
I forgot. I need to rewatch that.
Oh, God. You know, the new season is about to drop. Yeah.
Here's a couple more quickies so that we can drop the costume thing.
Okay.
As a Latin woman, I really don't like it when I see people dress up or embellish the stereotypes of Latin people. You know, the large hat and serape.
Yes, yeah.
Please don't carry, says 510, a realistic looking weapon with your Halloween costume, since in some neighborhoods, you could be shot or arrested. Yeah, that's why I did that story. Yep. I do think that often,
just take a minute and think about
it. There's a percentage of people out there, even with all we know, that are just like, I'm just doing what? I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to go out for Halloween and I'm not thinking anything of it. And, you know, then
just take a minute.
A lot of people out there thinking about everything.
Yes. Oh, my God. Just waiting. They're like with their thumbs poised, ready to bitch about it.
Other people's culture or ethnicity are not your costume. Full stop. Sophia in San Francisco. Don't worry about
okay,
me.
Okay, Sophia.
Unless I am a bear.
Mm.
And I sure don't want to get them mad.
Don't worry, I'm picking the bear. It's good.
Oh!
It's solid.
Oh!
And it's a solid costume.
And then you can go on Sniffies and say, I'm a bear.
Oh my God, two birds, one stone.
I can't though.
Two birds, one scone. Sorry, PETA.
What's coming up in the trash?
I've got Disney passes after this.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.